With a federal election approaching, Nunavut News is inviting the candidates hoping to be Nunavut's next Member of Parliament to outline the most pressing issues facing the territory. The NDP's Lori Idelout, the incumbent, was the first to respond. "For the people of Nunavut, the heart of the Arctic, this moment offers an opportunity to reflect on our history and draw strength from the wisdom of our ancestors. At the core of this reflection lies a fundamental question. What matters most to Nunavummiut, the land or the people? The answer is clear. Both are inseparable. The bond between the land and its people defines who we are, shaping our culture, rights and livelihoods. Today, Nunavut is forced to experience challenges that threaten this connection. From the failures of the Liberal government to Donald Trump's tariffs that jeopardize Canadian livelihoods, it is clear to me that one of the most urgent issues confronting the Arctic is its sovereignty. This is not merely a political concern, it's about safeguarding the rights and culture of Inuit communities who have lived in the Arctic for millennia. Sovereignty means more than control over borders, it embodies self-determination, the protection of our land and the empowerment of our people. Sovereignty is also built on trust. Trust in our leaders to act with integrity, trust in our communities to come together and trust in ourselves to protect and help the most vulnerable. Donald Trump's tariffs are a threat to the Arctic, and it will take a strong show of leadership and respect for the North if we are going to protect Nunavut. But instead of working with us, the Liberals are focused on themselves and the Conservatives are playing for the wrong team, praising U.S. billionaire Elon Musk. Despite almost 10 years in power, the Liberals' last-minute and underfunded Arctic strategy falls short of addressing urgent needs of the North. Simply put, the Liberals have let people down and they don't deserve another chance. But this comes as no surprise to Northern and Indigenous communities, who have experienced years of delays and broken promises from Trudeau and past Conservative governments. Meanwhile, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre seems to think the only person living in the Arctic is Santa Claus. His reckless views ignore the value of the North and the Indigenous peoples that have lived here for thousands of years, and his record proves it. When the Conservatives were in office, they weakened our commitment to the North by cutting billions of dollars from infrastructure and defense budgets, they cut funding to important healing programs for Indigenous peoples, and Poilievre will do it again, if given the chance. Liberals and Conservatives are two wings of the same bird. Unfortunately, the flight of the bird is hindered by inaccurate views. I've come to understand that it's okay for the bird not to soar high all the time. For years, I have advocated for Inuit rights, and it's essential that these rights are upheld and, most importantly, reflected in any discussions related to the Arctic. This includes ensuring that Indigenous governance structures are central to decision-making on resource management, environmental protection and infrastructure projects. True investment in Nunavut is not just about building roads and harbors, it's about creating opportunities for Nunavummiut to lead in shaping their future. Respecting and being guided by their expertise in the Arctic must be at the forefront of this work. By equipping young people with skills and knowledge, the next generation can honor their heritage while building a prosperous future. Economic diversification is equally critical. We must support initiatives that create jobs, strengthen local economies, and promote reconciliation. For example, building infrastructure like a small craft harbor in Arctic Bay and in all Nunavut communities will help connect remote communities and foster economic growth. Through genocidal policies, such as the concept of education, Inuit remain forced to live below standards that Canadians have enjoyed for generations. As such, self-determination includes taking back decisions about how we educate children and youth. Inuit cultural and climate approaches must be at the core of achieving well-being. Liberals and Conservatives have preferred to continue genocidal policies. An NDP government will ensure that Indigenous peoples' worldviews are respected and guide the work in the government's relationships with Inuit, First Nations and Métis. Indigenous peoples deserve long-term investments in systems that improve their well-being. The NDP see this as an investment in the future of both Indigenous peoples and Canadians.